11, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now I'm joined in the studio by Katya, Alex C, Alex L. Hamish is not here today, but they make up the band Blues Engine, and they describe themselves as a sound built of old machinery of the blues with funk, soul and rock bolted on. It shakes, it rattles, it dances and it lives. There we go. Are we going to do a three-part harmony of hello?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I always do the same thing, Alex. I always wave when I'm on air, and yet nobody can see you. Nobody can see you. So how did you guys all get together, and how long have you been going for?
I found them on Gumtree, so you should ask them about how it all started.
We only existed for about 2 weeks before we met Kat. I'd known our original drummer from school, and he'd known Alex, and we were just looking for a singer, and Katya was the first person who answered the ad.
Yeah.
And the first person we auditioned, and the only person we auditioned, because we just got lucky instantly.
Definitely. Definitely thought the force was strong with this one. Definitely.
I got really lucky.
That's really, really nice. So had you written, had you already got songs before Katya came along, or have you all started writing together?
No, at the time we were playing mainly covers. So
no, originally we were doing covers and then...
Covers, blues covers, Stevie Ray Vaughan types, Tina Turner, a few others... Gary Moore, but we weren't writing as such at that time. At that point, we were just having fun. We just got together in those first 2 weeks and seeing what the boundaries were, what we could do, what we couldn't do.
So when you sit down to write, right, how do you do it? Do you come up with the lyrics, Katya, or do you come up with the tune, or do the guys play some chords and you kind of all work together?
Yeah, actually, Alex C is the one who comes up with the lyrics. Then we just get together and work on the arrangement and the overall structure.
And do you get a melody in your head when you read the words and you kind of go from there?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes he's got a melody as well.
Yeah. And had you sung before you'd done this band, or is it something you just started?
I was in a blues covers band back home in St. Petersburg, Russia. Mm. And then I moved country to do a PhD.
Yeah.
And then I met these guys.
What's the music scene out? What's it like in Russia?
It's different. There is a scene for blues covers.
Yeah.
It's not huge, but there are clubs, bars, those kinds of things. I'm not sure. I find it really exciting here just because I'm working with some amazing musicians and we're doing original songs, which is definitely something I couldn't do in Russia. And, yeah.
I was going to say, because you've played at Ronnie Scott's, and that's like a... That is... Yeah, exactly. You're giving the face of... If you could see the face at home, it's like, yeah, we've played there. And so how did you get that? And was that your first gig?
It was
our first gig, yeah.
That is really show-off. That's show-off material. That really is. I wish I could say that. First gig, yeah, Ronnie Scott's, whatever. So how did that happen?
It was all downhill from there.
No, come on. How did you get the gig? How did it happen for your first gig?
It was a late night gig. So it was after the main band that they had on. We knew the promoter for that band, and she did us a favour and put us on late. And it was really, could we keep the audience that they had? And I think we did. It went quite well. It was like starting from midnight or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It was also a good rehearsal as, the first outing of a new band. Mm. See how we cope with playing live.
Yeah. Hamish is your drummer?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So why is he not here today? Where is he?
He's actually teaching, because his other life, apart from Blues Engine, apparently this happens.
Yeah.
Is...
How rude.
He does music teaching and invigilation and stuff. Mm. So he's just had to do that this morning.
I always ask, because sometimes you say, oh, where's that person? They go, they're not in the band anymore. And I always point before, otherwise I sort of thought, well, maybe they thought they were in the band. They're listening to this interview and they realise that they've actually been sacked. no longer leading.
Hamish, if you're listening.
You're still in the band.
You're still in, you're fine. So what drew you as individuals, we start over with Alex L.,
yes.
What drew you to the blues?
Blues? Well, to be fair and to be honest, Alex C did most of that. My experience with blues had been pretty basic. So I'm talking about, I'd started off with listening to things by the Robert Cray Band, Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan. But that's as far as my knowledge went. And those were their well-known popular tunes that I knew. Most of my world was delved into... anything from easy listening to rock, reggae and funk and soul.
Yeah.
So I grew up with that back in the 70s and 80s.
Surely not.
And so, yeah, my experience with blues comes from Alex C tutoring me into this world and working bass lines around what Alex shows me.
Yeah.
So what Alex will expose me to. So oh, it's just like this, such and such. You know, these guys play this. And then I've got an idea, And I try my best to play within this unit. Yeah, we've had a fair few gigs, yeah, and a fair few coming up.
We're recording at the moment, the second album at the moment. And then we're doing, is it the 14th of July at Ain't Nothing But the Blues in London? And then another couple of dates in August. Quite busy.
We're probably doing another one in July.
And another one in July.